Hey y'all, it's Stephanie from Root to Seed. For today's episode, I will spotlight Roger Williams Park, specifically the Botanical Center. I chose this location because if you're like me and you're in New England, you're hoping for a bit of warmth and a few green leaves, then a visit to the Botanical Center is like a doorway to the tropics. First though, I want to share our news. Since our last episode, we've planted all of the hardy vegetables and we transplanted the herbs we had previously sowed. Thank you to my son Sebastian and his boyfriend Griffin, who happened to be home for a visit, and of course we put them to work. And thank you for braving the cold and helping with the planting and tagging. I couldn't have done it alone. We have an abundance of sage seedlings that are doing exceptionally well, so do expect to see sage bundles this spring and the reintroduction of the lemon sage mustard we sold last year. It was a big hit. Our heirloom and hybrid seeds are popular and a good savings as compared to store-bought seeds. These are packets of 20 seeds, $2 for hybrid and $3 for heirloom. The extensive list of options that can be found in the shop at www.roottoseedonline.com. I'll be right back in just a second to chat about the Botanical Center. All right, you might be asking yourself, why would Stephanie want us to know about this Botanical Center? Well, I'm not a spokesperson for the center or the park, and I'm not getting anything out of telling you about this place. But you guys know that I am someone who is procrastinating on my garden plan creation. Why I wanted to tell you about this place is that it is a highly useful place for a variety of reasons. First, and what I think most importantly, they offer life and warmth in the depths of winter. It offers quiet areas for thinking, drinking tea, meditation, or, like me, creating a garden plan. With children, it can be a wondrous place with amazing plants that they would never see outside of the center. It's easy to create a scavenger hunt to occupy their time while they're there as well. And these types of activities are especially important for children who don't have easy access to green spaces. There's more than plants there too. There are koi fish ponds as well as frog and turtle habitats. There are full-sized Venus flytraps and other protein-eating plants on display. And if you're a creative person, you may find this place comfortable for painting, drawing, or photography. For me, I can't grow these tropical plants, but I can look at things differently. And soon my garden plan pretty much just plans itself. While I've been concentrating so far on winter visits, there are some things that are magnificent to see in the growing months. There are a variety of walkways as well as a rose garden that can be accessed in winter, but are far less interesting as in the spring and summer. Currently, things are a little different there because of the pandemic. The center is open Friday through Sunday, 10 to 4. Tickets are inexpensive. They're only $5 for regular admission or $2 for children 6 to 12, seniors, and those people in the military. Because of the pandemic, they're asking that tickets are purchased ahead, and you can find tickets and membership options on their website, and I'm including that website in the show notes so you can easily find it. In addition, their website has a calendar of events, which include community programming, fairy days, URI soil testing, and educational tours. One thing I really like about the educational tours and activities is that they are aligned with the current STEM curriculums, so kids are actually learning things that they can align with what they're learning in school. You can also find their current safety precautions and a map on their website. And I would recommend signing up for their newsletter just to be up to date on what's happening because of the pandemic. So many things have been turned around and rescheduled that having that up-to-date information will probably make things a little bit easier for you. The center itself is within the Roger Williams Park, which is a safe place for all ages that offers walking paths, biking areas, hiking, specifically on the White Trail, which is about a little over 3 miles if you do the whole thing, fishing, boating, kite flying, sledding, a variety of birds and bird watching. Please though, if you see ducks, geese, or swans, do not feed them bread. They cannot digest it and they will die. Instead, feed them halved grapes, defrosted peas or corn, oats or birdseed. They'll be happier in the end. The park also has its own schedule of events found on their website, and I've also included that in the show notes. It's a really great place to get outside in any season. I'll be right back with my closing thoughts. This pandemic has caused us to isolate, increase our screen time, and decrease socialization. I'm not sure what long-term effects this will have on us or our children, but we can mitigate this to some degree by continuing to be in nature and getting fresh air and vitamin D from the sun as often as we can. I wish for all of you nothing but health and wellness. If you haven't yet, I just want to give you a quick reminder to order your seeds because I don't want you to miss out on what you might want. Next week, I'll be talking about square foot gardening. So if you're someone who has a small amount of space for your garden, this will be the show for you. And so have a pen and paper ready. Don't forget to check out the great resources in the community blog. And in early March, I'll be interviewing Cindy Holt with Little Rhodey Beekeeping. If you have any burning questions about becoming a beekeeper, let us know and we'll be sure to ask her when we're there. You can send an email to us at roottoseed@outlook.com or send us a message on any of the socials. If you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a review and subscribe. Doing this really does help us bring you great content. Until next time, be kind to the planet, be kind to each other, and join our community.